Then I have another deal. Back in 1996, my hometown celebrated its 750th anniversary. They had invited former Jews from the city to attend this event at their cost. By that time, there were quite a few Russian Jews in my hometown. My wife and I went over, and we had the first Friday night service since World War II in that town. Of course, most of the Russian Jews didn't know anything about religion, but there was a young man who was going to be in charge of this congregation that they were going to form. So I said, well, you need prayer books. He said, well, we don't have money. I said, how many do you need? He said, about 50. I said, I'll buy them. The next thing was they needed a Torah to have a congregation. They didn't have money for that, so I said, I'll buy that for you. Then the city gave them a part of a building, and they had to get the furniture and the prayer desk and a cabinet for the Torah. So I paid for that. So that was my final getting even with Hitler.
And that had to make you feel really good.
Yes.
That was the button on it.
That was, yeah.
When you're out of the military, are you married soon after you
No. I was in school 2 weeks after I got home.
And you got home to where?
Tulsa. I had enough of Army life, and I just soon ate my mother's cooking. I studied petroleum engineering.
And were your parents here?
Yeah.
In Tulsa?
They were in
so
Tulsa.
So you get to come home and live with them for a while?
Yeah.
And you went to school where?
Here, TU.
At TU.
And I graduated in 49.
With a degree in?
Petroleum engineering.
Then did you go out into your profession?
Yeah, there was a consulting firm here, Keplinger and Wanamaker. Started working for them during the summer after my junior year. They offered me a job at the beginning of the senior year, so I didn't have to worry about a job. And I was working for them. Actually, I was working 40 hours a week. I stayed in the reserves, Army Reserve.
You joined there?
When I was released from the service.
You were part of the reserves already?
Yeah, oh yeah. Then in 51, one afternoon, I got a call about 3 o'clock, report for physical tomorrow morning at 8. Now that was in 51. The Korean War started in 50. I thought we were home safe since they didn't call us. But we were part of the artillery school at Fort Sill. So we went down there and they asked me, what do you want to do? I said, I'd like to teach gunnery. Fine. So I taught gunnery. I think that was in May, and I think I got out less than a year and a half later.
But didn't your heart sink when you got that call? You had to go back in the military on active duty?
Well, you know, you sign up, you're a big boy.
Yeah.
People were complaining. I said, hell, you signed up.
So a year and a half then.
But I was lucky also. They sent instructors to Korea based on previous overseas time. And I had more overseas time than most of them. So I never left Fort Sill.
You taught gunnery for a year and a half.
Yeah.
At Fort Sill. Then you finally get out.
Yeah.
And that's for good.
That's for good.
Then you're back working again here in Tulsa.
Then at the same time, Lee Keeling joined that firm. We shared an office. He left in 57 and started the company. And I joined him in 59.
Which is the company you're working for right now.
Yeah.
And you're now a principal in this company.
Yeah. He and I own most of the company.
We should say we're doing this interview in the Chase Bank building at 5th and Boston, 35th floor.
Yeah, they call it First Place Tower.
Yeah. You're married somewhere along the line.
In 57. See, I was traveling an awful lot. And he got married in 57.
Your bride's name?
Lillian Bauer, B-A-U-E-R.
She was from Tulsa?
Yeah.
How did you meet her?
At the Harvard Club.
You had children from that marriage?
Yeah, I had a son. And he was killed in a motorcycle accident a little over a year ago. It was a year ago in November.
What was his name?
Greg.
And how old was he?
51.
Wow. Was it in Tulsa?
They were on vacation in Baja, California.
Were you with him?
No.
He was on vacation.
Yeah.
And you were here in Tulsa?
Yeah, he lived in Houston.
Wow. That's tough.
Yeah.